taste that can't be beat. We've got the best cuts of
music.
Listening to
the best cuts
of music.
Edition 49.
Little girl, I want to funk with you. This is Robbie Flax.
I'm Sam Hauser.
Top story this evening, Richard Branson.
Is your money safe in your bank?
A lot of people talking about this, Sam. A lot of people angry over this.
I know. I'm siding with the people. We got to do something about these greedy banks.
I tell you, these banks, they take your money. They expect you to do something with it. You don't have any money. You can't eat food.
It's a travesty. Some people don't even have any money, but then they try to use their cards, and the bank's saying no. What are we going to do with these greedy corporate banks that are trying to steal all the money from the people?
I tell you, they need to make more money, Sam. They need to produce more money.
You know, if it were me, I would know what my bank specializes in. You know, like if it's leasing or real estate.
Right. Well, you got to know your bank's delinquency rates.
Exactly. Know your per bank limits. The FDIC has a very specific limit on how much of a deposit is insured.
It's very important to obtain that information from the FDIC website to understand the amount that is or isn't covered.
I concur. Ask your bank for its federal CAMEL rating, administered by the National Credit Union Administration and based on five criteria: capital adequacy,
asset quality,
management,
earnings,
and liquidity.
The rating is from 1 to 5, 1 being the best.
So do whatever you can to help stop all of this corporate bank greed today.
All right, moving on. How are we going to start a business? We want to start a business, but we don't want to go broke. What do we do, Sam?
Well, I could tell you one thing you could do. Keep your day job.
Keep your day job.
Yeah.
What's he talking about?
Keep your day job. If you're lucky enough to still have a job in this day and age.
That's right. Democrats.
Try starting a business on your off hours. You'll have the steady income from your existing job to pay off your living expenses. Okay. And can focus on making your new businesses profitable without the risk.
Well, that makes sense.
Exactly.
And you know, people don't know this, but most businesses can be started right from your home. Don't waste money on an office space or retail storefront before absolutely necessary. Use your kitchen table, home office, basement, or garage as an office space. Some businesses will never need venture outside the home.
Especially in this day and age of information technology.
It's true. These tough economic times, we have to think about things like that in these tough economic times.
We got to think inside the box, which could be your basement, home, or garage.
Sure. Or you think inside the big box, which could be a Best Buy, a Walmart. You go into Best Buy, you hook up your computer to the fax machine, you send off a couple of faxes. Hey, you just saved $3.
That's right. They offer those demos for a reason. When you go into a Walmart and they offer you a free pig in a blanket, you grab that.
You eat it.
And that's another thing. Saves money. Grab as many free meals as you can out of the Walmart.
That's a good point.
Here's another tip. Don't hire employees.
Right. And if you have employees, go ahead and fire them.
Yeah. It's just not worth it. They're only going to drag you down and cause you to have a higher tax base. And also, don't waste your money on advertising.
Forget about it. There are countless ways to advertise your business, product, or service without spending. If you, the maker of your product or provider of your service, can't sell yourself, no one else can either.
Get on the internet. Start a blog. Maybe form a Facebook group. There's many ways you could do this. Depending on your clientele, you may want to start up a MySpace page.
That's right, Sam. MySpace pages are real hot these days. Real hot.
And remember, the more glitter, the better.
Here's some biz opportunities. Food, apparel businesses, automotive, healthcare, kiosks, recreation, tech businesses.
Healthcare, maintenance, vending machines, pet businesses, photo businesses, courier services, paralegal.
I got my paralegal degree. I'll just say, you're not going to get any help from the banks. Just follow those tips and you will be set.
Yeah, and if you have to, just make your own money. And by making your own money, I mean print it. At the Home Depot, though, remember, don't buy your own printer. That's a waste of money. You're never going to get your business off the ground if you pay for your own printer. Toner is expensive.
That's right. I do a lot of my printing at the university or the library.
You know, Robbie, I just got to tell you, I love that university. They got there's that pizza place over there. And they got the coffee shop, all the kids hang out. It's a fun time.
Yeah, I love going to university to see those hot chicks, real hot. Okay, let's do another biz op search. Okay, what's hot? What's hot these days, Sam? What should we biz op search for?
I'll tell you what's hot right now. Sneaker worms. Have you seen these things?
A sneaker worm. Sneaker worm, huh?
Yeah, they go on your shoes. They light up. They play music.
This is crazy.
It's like kids love them. They can't get enough of them. Makes little tracks, looks like there's worms all over the ground.
Kids always love these weird, disgusting things. So crazy.
Made by kids in China, too.
Let's see, BizOp search, sneaker worms. It went public late 2008. Owner Jonathan Klimschitz graduated at Harvard in 1983. This is some hot stuff. This is some hot stuff.
It most definitely is. This is going to be our stock tip of the day, everybody.
It's going to go 13-14% by the second quarter.
Yeah, you want to get it now before it hits before the Christmas season starts. Preferably before Thanksgiving. Get in there now. You'll find it on your NASDAQ reading as SNWR.
Get in and get out. Get in and get out. These kids are going to love these sneaker worms, but they're going to leave them behind.
Drop it like a bad habit on Boxing Day.
You're going to find sneaker worms littering the streets after Christmas. You're going to find sneaker worms at the Dollar General store. You're going to find sneaker worms at Walgreens.
Yeah, you're going to have...
Drop it.
You're going to have knockoffs like shoe crawlers. It's going to be ridiculous.
It's going to be the hot toy for Christmas.
It's definitely going to be the Furby of 2009.
All right, coming up next, we're going to take some letters.
Letters from listeners. Letters from people from all around the world. We accept all letters.
We've got letters from soldiers' moms.
Letters telling us what a great job we're doing, but if you don't like this show, hey.
Hey, you can turn the channel.
Yeah, not our problem. Level and balanced.
Fast and strong.
Trustworthy and noteworthy.
You're listening to
Fox News.
Thank you.
busting out the sit-up. Throwing the joint together to make the people get up. Listen up, ears all over the planet, hit up. Bringing you the glitz, the glam, but no glitter. Screaming out, mush, mush, mush. Through the canine, never betray mine. Keep moving through the baseline. Time is ticking and I'm wishing you can never feel the friction. Records are itching, never missing the line of switching. Moonlighting it right in the tune, shining position, it's frightening it. Rocking in the house, they need it right in it. Humanoid forms, adorn, erotic swarm. Everybody rocking in the house, keeping on it, don't stop. It keeps going till you need it, never will you deplete it, defeat it, defeat it. Now you wanna see it. Visual shakes, the foundation breaks from quakes, party people all over the place.
Give it to me. Once again, back on the two and a one again. Open the door into the house and the crew ain't just coming in, they running in fast. Jumping in the pool, acting fool like the last day of school. Play it cool, rock the house like, turn it out, y'all tripping. Make it scream and shout, y'all. Impulse of position, make a house call. Hittin', I ain't foul ball. Hittin', two times hitman, super duper gigging. Making up words for the pretty pussy kid a cat. Where my willies at? Run your whole city. Wicked on the mic, cause the wicked, wicked, wicked. Whoa!
Showing you got juice.
We're back. Breaking news. We're back.
Breaking news. West Bank, Gaza Strip, Fatah, Hamas, Palestinians.
Benjamin Netanyahu, Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas.
There's definitely unrest in the Middle East these days.
They're never going to find peace. Terrorism's running rampant. Women and children aren't allowed to live like women and children in other parts of the world.
They're blowing up McDonald's over there.
Un-American.
That's definitely un-American, Sam.
If you ask me, they should all go back where they came from. Next thing you know, the Democrats are going to want to set up a Islamic terrorist training camp in our own backyard. Would you send your kid to terrorist school, Robbie?
That's scary stuff, Sam. That's scary stuff. That's real. You heard it here, folks. That's real scary stuff.
Breaking news. Israel will neither deny nor confirm the possibility that there is a fourth race in Israel that nobody's really wanting to talk about.
That's right, Sam. That's the Gaza Strip soapbox car race, pitting Israeli against Israeli in a no-holds-barred, bare white-knuckle
soapbox car race. What's next? They start taking our soapbox car races? Next, they'll be asking for a Super Bowl. What I want to know is what the Obama administration is doing to stop all of these things.
Socialism, communism, fascism. Anarchy. Atheism.
No. You did it wrong there.
Communism.
No, fatheism. You're saying it like what's his name from Back to the Future?
Pantheism.
It's too soft.
Oh, you gotta attack Crispin Glover.
Yeah, you sound like Crispin Glover. Hey, you communists, get your damn hands off of my values.
Yeah, that's right.
Be angry.
I apologize.
If we're ever going to make it on our local Fox affiliate, we got to make this demo work good.
We got to sound angry and staccato. We could get this demo to the producer, and I think we can really get a good slot on the show.
Shit, we didn't even say anything about China.
Damn it!
God, I knew we were forgetting somebody in the evil of Axis.
Wait, I think we like China, though.
Oh, yeah, like China. It's North Korea. That's what I was thinking.
We don't like Iran right now, but I think we might.
We might. Just depends.
It depends on if the
what
Democrats
the students
like
do,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the Democrats don't like, we like, and vice versa, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Opposite. Think opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Extreme right. That's it.
Right.
Extreme right.
Right.
Got to be extreme right.
Russia's right.
Uh-huh.
They like left, we like right. They like to go, we like to stop. They like black, we like white.
Yeah, we like no government.
They like some government.
But we don't like any government. Like, we don't like other people's governments. And we don't even like ours.
Yeah.
But we like ours with a little bit. Just a little bit of government.
Wait a minute.
Small government.
But we like businesses.
We do like businesses.
A lot.
Yeah.
And they don't like businesses.
No, they don't. They just want to tax and spend welfare
communist.
State.
Right. We like the families.
Yeah,
Rockefellers.
We like families. Yeah.
The Radcliffes.
The Duggars.
The Kennedys. That's right.
Yeah. Big family.
Big families.
Okay. I don't know. You want to take it from the top again?
Yeah, let's start
know.
From...
It's like
let's
rubble,
see.
Rubble.
Can we do...
We'll go back
Osama bin Laden. Obama... Barack Obama.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Barack Osama.
Yeah. Let's just do it as if he's the same guy. And why is he not the same guy? He's the same guy.
Yeah.
And why don't you know that?
Yeah. I got you.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Sam, who is this guy who's coming up in the ranks of politics? Barack Osama.
Barack Osama. That sounds like Osama bin Laden.
We've been looking for this guy forever. Turns out we found him, and the Democrats love him.
Wow, what? Well, we have to do everything we can to put a stop to that. That's nonsense.
This guy is a terrorist.
I don't need terrorists running my government. Think of the children. That does not set well with my moral values.
The children.
You know, I heard he's not even born here. I heard that he was actually born in Africa.
What?
Yes. Can you believe that?
Well, the way America's going right now, yes.
It's ridiculous. I don't know. That was all right, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did. That was good.
Okay. I think we can roll with this.
Yeah. We're definitely going to get that job, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, this will be much better than that time that we tried to get you falling in your wedding dress into the pool into America's Funniest Videos.
Yeah. That was an embarrassing moment. Didn't really...
Yeah, we went all the way to Florida, and we thought we were going to make it, and we're just like there, just smiling. And we were in the top three, but then that fucking baby laughing got it.
Oh, that baby was funny.
It was
laughing.
It was adorable.
It sounded like
it was
saying stuff.
Baby's laugh. It's just hilarious. God. We should try it again, though, like get a kitten or something. Kittens do funny shit.
I think you're right. Maybe if a kitten, can we get a kitten to swing a wiffle ball at my balls? That'd be funny.
That would be hilarious. Gosh, wonder why that hasn't even been done yet. Oh, man. Or maybe you could just jump off a diving board, but instead of going all the way, you just barely miss, and then you hit the diving board.
Oh, bounce on the diving board.
Yeah, it hits your nuts, and then you do a belly flop.
Wow, that'd be funny.
Yeah, if you do that. Well, let's get back on topic here. We gotta focus. Focus.
Okay. Yeah, Sam, I don't think we're hitting the delusional anger high points that we need to. I think we need to take more Oxycontin or Percocet or something.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I took a couple. I guess I'm not really getting into the...
I think we're getting too excited, too. We should probably take more.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, maybe... Here you go. Sleep-deprived and pilled out.
Yeah.
Because it's like 5 a.m. and you're on a bunch of pills, and that's how you're waking up.
Right. And you typically record these shows early.
Right.
So you want to be...
Because you have a TV show later in the day or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be in that sort of anger mode.
Right.
Just
6 cups of coffee and lots of pills.
Lots of pills. Yeah, we need more pills.
But they get the delirious part is when they're getting happy on the pills. So they're laughing at their own jokes about how some weird,
because in their brain, they're just like, and, Afghanistan.
Yeah, it sounds funny. Yeah, 30,000 civilians. Yeah. Those sorts of words just on
just
your
all.
Own.
High.
Vanity.
High as a kite.
Full
of yourself. I mean, because that's a big part of it. And pills really do help you to be full of yourself when you can't think of anything else outside of 4 inches from your forehead.
Yeah.
Well, here. Should we just crush these up or...
I don't know.
Put them in our whiskey? I mean...
I'll put it in my latte. Can I put some in my latte?
Yeah, I guess so. Do that. Well, here. One for you. One for me. One for you. One for me. One for you. Two for me. You're listening to...
The Best Cuts of... Fox News.
maçãs envolvem os corpos nus nesse rio que corre em veias mansas dentro de mim.
Anjos e arcanjos pousam neste Éden infernal, e a flecha do selvagem matou mil aves. Quieta, a serpente se enrola nos seus pés. É Lúcifer da floresta
que tenta me abraçar.
Vem, amor, que um paraíso num abraço amigo sorrirá pra nós sem ninguém nos ver.
Prometo, meu amor macio, como uma flor cheia de mel, pra te embriagar sem ninguém nos ver.
Tragam luvas negras, tragam festas e flores, tragam corpos e dores, tragam incensos odores,
mas tragam Lúcifer pra mim pra mim.
This is Coast to Coast with your host, Robbie Flack.
Robbie Flax, who is lucky to be alive at this point, struck by electricity last night. Electrical storm covered the area, or as I like to call it, an electrical attack. I don't raise the literal verbiage that high, that often. Electromagnetic attack. Gigahertz and gigahertz of electricity. Tonight I've got author, The Sacred Body, The Sacred Universe, Our Path Through the Cosmos and Atlantis, author Sam Hauser.
Thanks, Robbie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you here, Mr. Hauser. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about these spiritualities, this Atlantis. You've done some interesting work here. I'd like to hear this.
I have done some interesting work. I found out a lot of things that the archaeologists don't want you to know.
Wow.
Indeed. Well, I found out a lot of people seem to, you know, think that Atlantis is possibly in the Mediterranean Ocean, but I have found conclusive evidence that shows that the lost city of Atlantis is actually in Lake Erie.
This is fantastic. Lake Erie. Sam Hauser, what else did you find? What clues have you found?
Well, a lot of people like to think that the Dog Star in Cirrus Minor has something to do with what's going on, with what points to what the Atlanteans were working on. But I found out that if you took our sun and you triangulated its position with Betelgeuse, and then you curved that over to Neptune, yes, and Mars, it created a face of Mickey Mouse.
Well, that is just astounding.
In the left eye, and as we know, everyone knows, the left eye is a magical, mystical item and object worshipped by countless ancient cultures: the Hittites, the Chuvachis, the Egyptians. But the eye is looking directly at Lake Erie.
Now, you spoke about Lake Erie before. Dr. Hauser spoke at Arizona Symposium a couple of years ago, and I heard you speak a little bit about this. Now, you were saying that the Egyptians created Lake Erie, weren't you, Dr. Hauser?
That is correct.
Wow.
you know, the Mormons, they like to think that Indians are actually long-lost Israelites. And I think there is a little bit of truth to that in some of the things that I've been finding. And in the connection of the Egyptians actually coming first and then building underwater pyramids, because there are pyramids under Lake Erie and people that people don't know about. And I found conclusive evidence that there is such with my team.
You know, Sam, when I was a kid, I used to play baseball in an old square down by the yard in Pasadena. Late at night, we'd hear the whippoorwills call, and I always thought that they were giving me a message. Now, apparently you found some message in these whippoorwill calls. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you know, but in nature, there's a universal symmetry to objects and to everything. And the same goes true with music. There's a or just the heard sound is a universal symmetry. And what we found when we decoded the whippoorwill vocals was actually a map that took us all across the United States that pointed us to Lake Erie.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And the whippoorwill calls, we projected it up on the side of a rock. And when we did, it lit up and part of the lake evaporated. And that revealed the doorway to Atlantis.
My God. You heard it here first, folks. Whippoorwill God. Let's take some callers. Callers west of the Rockies. West of the Rockies, you're on the Robbie Flack Show.
How is Babby formed? How is Babby formed? How girl get pregnant?
Well, the Nate Duway Instain mother, who killed our babbies. Because this babby can't frit back, it was on the news this roaring. A mother in R who had killed her 3 kids. They are taking the 3 babby back to New York too, lady, to rest my Perry, or with the father who lost his trilden. I am truly sorry for your lots. Thank you, caller. That's all the time we have on the show today. I'd like to thank my guest, Dr. Sam Hauser, with his book, Ancient Spirits, Secrets of Lake Erie and Atlantis.
I didn't have time. I had more to tell. I was going to tell everybody about how 9/11 and
well, there'll be plenty of time next time.
But people
Dr.
need to know
Hauser.
This now. If they don't know, I mean, next time it's going to be too late. Next time we don't have time for next time. It's the end of the world as we know it, man. And I don't feel fine about it. People got to know. We got to jump up. We got to get on that. I mean, the third wave is coming. I don't feel bad. I missed Hale-Bopp when it came around in 1997. But we got to get something going on.
Rejoice, friends. Big government is over. From now on, instead of community, you will be left in the marketplace to fend for yourselves, claw for yourselves, stab for yourselves, guard for yourselves. What little money, savings, dignity, and shelter you across the ocean to Indonesia, you will be next Misbehave. 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 Don't they appreciate the world we've built for them? Crappy jobs. Dog eat dog. No compassion in the marketplace. Up and burn our house of cards to the ground. It's just the cost of doing business in third world countries where we keep the peasants down. We have to live in armed compounds, armed guards, play tennis at gunpoint. A different route to work behind bulletproof glass each day. But hey, the more the hordes hate you, status you've got. Why not do this with the whole world? With GATT treaties, downsizing. But what about those goddamn hooligans in the street? We stole their future. It's all their fault. We must lock them up. But there's no room in the jails. So the best way to sweep them away.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
the best cuts of music.
Never end.
We're back. Breaking news.